playwright, performer, and activist Eve Ensler was one of the speakers kicking off the Rise Up October rally on Saturday, October 24th.
I am tired of living in a country where state violence has created a terror state for black and brown people.
Ensler said she's speaking out to her white brothers and sisters to stand in alliance, solidarity, because you walk with white privilege, she said. You don't get picked up, you don't get dragged out of your cars, tasered in your own homes. Families whose loved ones were taken by law enforcement came to New York City from around the country to participate in Rise Up October.
Mario Romero, say his name!
Mario Romero!
My brother Mario Romero was murdered by Vallejo police. He was shot at 40 times, he was shot 30 times. He was shot 8 times through the palms of his hands. He was cut from his seatbelt and his body was stolen from the crime scene. His body was hidden. We didn't bury my brother until 48 days later. That is not okay.
Amidst anger, resolve, and tears, looking out over victims' family members, Cornel West said the gathering is a love train.
We here to focus on the family, y'all. And I come from California. We produced a genius from Vallejo named Sly Stone. He talked about a family affair. He talked about everybody is a star. He talked about everyday people. And we don't want one family to leave today to feel in any way disrespected. This has been a major effort to bring families from all over the country, from every corner of the American Empire. And we want to make sure we salute this.
Say his name.
Michael Brown.
Say his name.
Michael Brown.
Say his name.
The rally at Washington Square in March was the culmination of days of planning, rallies, and actions, part of what organizers from StopMassIncarceration.net call a collective pushback against police violence targeting communities of color. Which side are you on? A rallying cry to bring people of all races and color into the movement of justice for all. Lena Wu is an NYU student.
As an Asian American, like minorities just stand with other minorities. We're all in this fight together.
Wu is very moved by the speakers and victims' family members gathered.
Very emotional, very empowering. And it just solidifies, you know, my desire to be part of this movement. Kind of pushes me up to, like, make me want to keep on going. It's like, I know who I'm fighting for and why I'm fighting for.
Sandra Ramos has been running a shelter for battered women in New Jersey since 1970.
I cannot stand injustice and racism and brutality.
Tef Nichols is a student at Columbia School of Social Work. She carries a sign which says, white silence equals violence.
And it's talking about how we all need to recognize the humanity of every single person. And by being a white person, we have to be equally a part of that. And by not, we are being compliant in a racist system.
And while the Rise Up movement encompasses people throughout the nation who have been experiencing deaths, unjust targeting, profiling, and stops by police, emotions are very raw from young people who speak out against NYPD policies.
I can't stand it, I tell you. Their helicopters fly by all night.
Okay.
The police cars
now
abuse our streets. They drive by all the time.
They are the reason
it's horrible.
Sassy Fally is a CUNY student. He goes to Hunter College.
I've seen them pull people. I've seen them have people handcuffed in the subway like they're criminals, like they're about to attack someone. But they're just people going about their day, going about their business. But the police don't care. They'll stop you for anything. They'll ticket you for anything. They'll fine you for anything.
Fally echoed what other young people told WBAI News, that racial profiling and harassment by the NYPD is alive and well in Jamaica, Queens.
John Crawford!
Say his name!
A grassroots coalition of activists, students, and those concerned marched from Washington Square to Times Square on Saturday. There, the NYPD arrested 11 protesters, charging most of them with disorderly conduct, obstructing vehicular traffic and failing to disperse. At least one was charged with resisting arrest.
No more oppression!
No more exploitation!
Noche Diaz with the New York City Revolutionary Club said people are on the streets for Rise Up October to change the conversation to stop a genocide.
We're tired of the authorities trying to change the subject to war on cops when this is one of the safest years in decades to be a police officer and one of the most dangerous to be a black or brown person, with the murders by police, the racist terror and burning of churches all over the country. This has got to stop, and we have got to stop it.
While Rise Up October actions occurred just days after NYPD officer Randolph Holder was killed in East Harlem, protesters say that was a tragedy too. But they are calling out law enforcement, which targets people of color, disproportionately incarcerates, stops, and just this year has stolen nearly 1,000 unarmed black and brown lives. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.